Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to How I Scale Service podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris-Kemp, and today we will be chatting with Vladimir Lugovsky. Did I say that right?
It is actually Lugovsky.
Lugovsky,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be chatting with Vladimir Lugovsky.
Yes, exactly.
Woo! Okay, so let's jump into it. So Vladimir, tell us the name of your business and how you got started.
Yeah, sure. So our company is called Aquio. It is a software development company. And maybe just to provide some background, we provide web mobile development services. So basically all kind of software development stuff. Yeah. And I started this company 6 years ago. And before starting company, I was a software engineer. So this is actually why in the beginning I made a lot of mistakes. Yeah. And generally, I think for anyone out there who is willing to start a software development company, the best and the easiest way to kind of jumpstart it would be to go for some like marketplace or directory. So we found our first client on Upwork. And this client actually, like we've been working with them for 3 years after we found them. And this was a Californian startup from Los Angeles. So what helped us to find this first client was that I kind of made very personalized message to them on Upwork, and they kind of liked that I made I wrote some code in some Google technology, and when CEO of that company later told me the story why they chose me, he told that basically he showed this like my pitch to their CTO, and CTO said that okay, we need to talk to this guy because he seems kind of cool. Yeah. And besides that, maybe what differs us from all the other software shops in the world is that we also have our own open source products. This is basically free products that anyone can use and download on the internet and build their like apps with them. But this is also a good marketing channel for us. So we a lot of like our clients, they weren't able to build something that they want with their own capacity, and that's why they hired us to kind of extend it and to build it to build the complete solution. And
so question really quick. Yeah. So your experience being a software engineer led you to starting your own business where mm-hmm. you're helping other software engineers, or you're helping businesses develop apps and et cetera?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So yeah, I was also previously, before I started a company, I was working for a large software vendor. And what I really dislike there is that their approach and the outcome and quality. This is why I wanted to start something myself and to provide a bit better quality. Yeah. So maybe getting back to the story of how we started. So we developed a first product that we initially wanted to, this was a theme which we wanted to sell on ThemeForest. And and we tried to upload it on ThemeForest, but they rejected us a couple of times. And then, we were really sad about that. And but decided that we need to move on. This is why we started to distribute this theme free of charge on GitHub. And the next morning when we woke up, we saw that, you know, we just got a lot of traction for this product, and we had like around 20 potential clients in our inbox, you know, saying that you guys did a great job. Come and develop something for us. Right now, and since then, this product, I would say, was driving a lot of our sales. We tried to kind of replicate it and create some similar products, and they were also quite successful. So this is probably how we started and how we initially were able to kind of get the thing moving on.
That's great. So then when you started your business, because it's not just your business, you're in partnership with somebody else. So how did you find your partners whenever you were getting ready to launch your business? And tell me the name of the business one more time.
Akvio. A-K-V-E-O.
A-K-V-E-O, Akvio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you come up with the name of your business, and how did you develop who your partners were going to be in the business space?
Sure. I knew my partner for quite a long period of time. So actually with Constantine, we were in the same group in the kindergarten. I couldn't say that we were like the best friends ever or something like that. When we were in high school, we didn't have good relationships actually, but you know, coincidence. And then we started working in the same company. And, I totally understood that I didn't want to have this thing on my own. And this is why, when I started to looking for funding some company, I thought that, I know this guy a lot. We have also done a couple of freelance projects together, and I need to talk to him. And he was really, excited about it. And, probably, I know that there is a rule that you should not do business with your friends, and in this case, this was really helpful because I knew Constantine very well, and we were able to kind of get efficient very quickly. Concerning the name, previously we also have our first employee was Andre. We wanted to kind of find some domain name with a like really short domain name in a calm domain zone. And this is why we just took the first letters of our names. So Andrei, Constantine, Vladimir, and added some thing that it's, sound a little bit better. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That is neat. And then that's how y'all came up with Akvio.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So let's jump into our next question. So what is your ultimate mission and goal for Akvio? Like, what are some things that whenever somebody looks up Akvio, what do you want them to see? What do you want how do you want your business to jump out? Like, how do you want other people to perceive Akvio?
Okay, yeah, I would say that there is two sides when how you can look at this question. So from the marketing perspective, of course, we want to see that if you want best software engineers, you need to come to Acquia. But in terms of the values that we would like to have within our company, so it's a little bit more complex. So right now, I it's like the management in our company, we all understand, you know, that software development is quite repetitive, and like people here and there, they just built tools like the same applications, which is, you know, a little bit waste of resources and everything. And this is why our ultimate mission is to create some tools and provide such kind of services that, you know, would efficiently allow businesses to achieve their technical goals, and also, like as I said, create tools that would eliminate the repetitive work. And part of it, I would say, is our products that we also develop within our service company. And one of these products is UI Baker, which is low code software as a service platform that allows non-technical people to kind of build internal apps and, you know, things that can help them to go through digitalization.
I like that, because if someone is just starting out and they're a startup company and they may not necessarily have the funds up front to pay for your services, you give them a free model that they could use up until they could hire you on to really do the customization of certain tools and resources that they need. So it also shows that that's a competitive advantage for Acquia, because you're like, hey, I'm giving you some resources to use. I'm giving you some tools up front. And then you're also bringing in potential clients that way by giving them things that they need to be proficient for a, you know, a specific period of time until they outgrow it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the drill.
So what is something that you're passionate about outside of software engineer?
You mean on a personal level?
It could be personal or professional.
Well, on a professional level right now, I'm probably passionate a lot about automatization of sales and marketing. So like as I am software engineer, you know, I almost try to look at the because right now I'm in charge of business development in our company, and as a software engineer, I always try to look at the problems and at tasks, you know, how can we automate it? So, and maybe, you know, this kind of workflows and automatization tools in HubSpot are my best friends right now. Just like can spend there all the day. And yeah, on a personal level, maybe right now I'm trying to learn how to kind of compose the music in Logic Pro and everything, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, nice. So let's deep dive a little bit on the music and the automation there. So once you perfect the music and the automation, since it's something that you're passionate about, have you thought about incorporating that piece into your business? Because there's different apps where you could put music in, and you could also make it user friendly for different people like that. Or are you going to keep it separate?
Well, I would prefer to kind of keep it separate, because, you know, I think that the work and the personal things, right, they should you should have something where you can just switch your mind. And yeah, so I would probably just keep music separate, and this is just my thing, and you know, all this automatization and sales stuff I would probably do at work.
Okay, and then coming to the wind down time, so what tips would you like to give our listeners, those who are aspiring to launch their business, those who are aspiring to learn more about tools and resources to be proficient and just automate, you know, automate their business? So, you know, the saying, let's work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. So if I would do the same thing again, I would say maybe the one core thing that allowed us to stand out initially and, you know, scale initially is that we were really good engineers. And maybe you need to focus a lot on the quality of the services you provide, and you don't need to kind of jump into something that you are not able to do. And then actually, you know, my personal belief is that, and I also heard the same thing in Y Combinator podcast, is that you just need to do something all the time. So it's doing something, it's obviously better than not doing anything. So you for example, you need to either write some code or like doing some outreach or doing some kind of, you need to always think, you need to always generate new ideas and try to implement them.
Okay, so this is what I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong. So make sure you're always learning something new, whether it's Alteryx, whether it's coding, whether it's something that will help build up your brand or help you develop and own your craft. Another mm-hmm. thing is that you said is really just be mindful of the lessons that you learned, because you said if you had to do it all over again. So there was obviously lessons that you learned from your mistakes. So just because you make a mistake, don't allow that mistake to keep you in a holding pattern or limit you from going to new levels. Learn from the mistakes and move on. Don't wallow in your mistakes. And then another tip I heard early on in this segment is sometimes people say don't do business with friends, but you said you knew enough about your partner. You trusted him. Y'all already had a relationship and you had some projects that y'all worked on previously as freelancers. So definitely whenever you're getting ready to go into business, really analyze who you're going into business with, because you want to do business with somebody that you trust and like.
Yeah, that's actually a really good summary. Thank you.
So, Vladimir, please tell our listeners on How I Scale Service, the name of your business, how to find you, and what social media platforms are you on?
Sure. So, as I said, my name is Vladimir Legovsky. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Akvio. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, the best place would be probably LinkedIn. You can just search my name and the company, and that'll be it.
So spell your name for the listeners who may not be able to spell it.
Sure. It is V-L-A-D-I. M-I-R and L-U-G-O-V-S-K-Y.
Thank you so much, Vladimir. It has been just a pleasure chatting with you, learning about your business, learning about software engineers, development, tools, and et cetera. So listeners, please make sure you go check out Akvio with Vladimir Lugovsky. He is a wealth of knowledge, and it has been a pleasure interviewing him on How I Scale Service podcast. Once again, I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. And until we chat next time, please stand by, Vladimir.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strempel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strempel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.